Thank you. This is Real Joel. A blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Saturday afternoon. We are grateful for the Lord loving us and having mercy upon us and giving us what we certainly don't deserve. The Bible said it's not by works, lest any man should boast. If we could work a way to heaven and Jesus died a vain death, there was no other way, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by him. He's the door. He's the often finish of the Christian's faith. What he starts in you, when you get saved, he'll finish it. You don't have to worry about holding on, holding out. If we had to depend on ourselves, we'd all go straight to hell. And our very best, the Bible said, man in his very best state, that is, fleshly man, human man, his very best is altogether vanity. We're depraved and wretched, shaped in iniquity and born in sin, and not a righteous man, a just man upon all the face of the earth. All of us are found guilty before God as sinners, and sin had to be atoned for, and Jesus paid the ultimate price at Calvary when he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Cursed every man that hangeth on the tree. He became a curse for us, and he that knew no sin became sin. Thank God for you and I. We might be made the righteousness of God in him, justified in the sight of God Almighty through his sacrificial death. The Bible said Jesus was delivered for offenses, that's our sins, raised again for our justification. We're justified, thank God, by God's marvelous, amazing grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If we had to obtain it, we never could, because we're sinners. We couldn't approach God if it weren't for the great mediator, the great high priest between man, God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. He is the propitiation, the atonement for our sins. He that knew no sin, thank God, became sin for you and I. We might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I'm unworthy, never could be worthy, never will be worthy. And praise God, I'm not clothed in my worthiness, my righteousness. If I were, my righteousness, according to the flesh, is a filthy rag. But I'm clothed in his righteousness, and I have the wedding garment on. I'm been clothed with the righteousness of saints, clothed in him. Thank God, saved by his marvelous, amazing grace. And if you get to heaven, you'll have to come in the same way that everybody else does, as a guilty sinner before God. Recognize and realize him. You can't save yourself. You can't help yourself so far as salvation is concerned. He's got to do something inside you to transform you, change you, quicken you, and make you alive. And that's an operation of faith. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's preached God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. There's no saving grace, no real Bible belief, whether outside genuine preaching sent down from heaven. Nobody can't preach without the Lord. Of course, he is the great preacher, and when he saved people, cleanses them, and forgives them and puts a divine nature in them, then they're, of course, found worthy to have a light of God in them and spread the good news, the glorious gospel of Christ. But they can't even preach nor testify nor witness effectively if the Holy Spirit's not using them. He uses his body, that is, believers, born-again believers. Now, they're just one body, one head of this body. Of course, it'd be Christ Jesus, but there's different members, many members making up the body. Everybody's been saved by the grace of God as a member of the body of Christ. And we have different members, like in this body, not all the eye, not all the ears, not all the tongue, not all the feet, not all the hand, but all the everybody's in the body has a position and a responsibility, an obligation, a duty as a born-again believer to function as God has placed you in the body, not causing a schism in the body, but cleanse yourself on a daily basis. What were the vocation, where you've been called, get yourself in shape, get yourself straightened out so far as your life is concerned. He's already sanctified you on the inside. If you weren't cleaned by the blood, because he couldn't live there and dwell there. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, thank God, God's own Son cleanses us from all sin. I'm glad he didn't save me in sin, but he saved me from sin. He gave me the free gift of eternal life. And for 44 wonderful years, I've been enjoying this pure, perfect, complete, powerful salvation. I'm that whom he saves, he beloved, he keeps. You don't have to worry about being saved and then losing it. That's a total impossibility. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible said, Jesus himself said, my sheep have eternal life, and they won't ever perish, and no man, nobody, no principality, no power, present, anything in the past or the future, no angel of life, no death, no any other creature will ever separate us. When I'm talking about when you get saved, I'm not talking about a case of the new birth and a lip service and turn over and you leave and being baptized in the water of grave and conforming to try to do good things and right things. That won't justify you. That's trying to get in by works, for by grace. That's an unmerited favor through faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God through faith, and that not of yourself. You don't have anything to do so far as you merit in salvation, deserving salvation. We all deserve to go to hell, but God commended his love towards us, that while we're sinners, Jesus died, gave God the death of a sinner, yet he knew no sin, but became sin, you and I, we might be made the righteousness God in him. And if you get that one, you'll have to be justified. You'll have to be sanctified. You'll have to be cleansed from your sin. And that's not going to happen to you except the blood be applied, blood at the lintel post and the doors of your heart, that he operates on your heart through the operation of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I'm not talking about these mealy-mouthed so-called pastors and preachers whose God is a belly, glory, on shame, whose God is a dollar, and they fall down before it, and all the interest in is trying to promote themselves. And the words are full of them. There's no shortage. I see this sign on the billboard that said, entertainers and all those types, of course, actors for Christ. I said, well, now, listen, God have mercy. They don't have to run that kind of a sign up there. The pulpits are full of all these entertainers, all these phonies, all these actors in the pulpit. God have mercy. A bunch of vultures, a bunch of buzzards, a bunch of blind leaders of the blind. And the Bible said, Jesus said, the blind cannot lead the blind. They'll all fall in the ditch. I wonder, God, they were real and right with God, but they're not. God help us. God said that it's where it's going to be. It's in the last days. Evil men will wax worse and worse. Men of corrupt minds, reprobated minds, ever learned but never able to come to the light of the truth. I mean, I'm talking about phonies. They pretend to be something that they're not. They're wolf in sheep clothing, beloved. They're not real. They're counterfeits and imitate and duplicate and make up all these old so-called sermons that move on the emotion of the people flesh. Got people jumping up, and I believe it's good if the Holy Ghost is in it. Don't misunderstand me, but that's foolish and falling the flesh. They carrying on in the flesh. They wouldn't even, like I said last week, they wouldn't recognize Jesus and sit down and had a 3-hour conversation with them, then got up and left. They wouldn't even know who he is. They don't know him. Only in mind and mouth. The heart is empty. They've never had an operation before on the heart. They've never been converted and born again. The Bible said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. God have mercy. They don't know him. They know about him, but they don't know him. Beloved, he's got to get personal. He's got to get real. He's got to get alive in you. He's got to transform you. He's got to operate on your heart. That is the operation of faith. And I said, like Brother Lowell said, he said, when you come to Dr. Law, Dr. Law will diagnose your case. That was a wonderful sermon. And God bless Brother Law. He's in heaven, a real man of God. Don't want to be with the Lord. But he said, Dr. Law said, will diagnose your case. And you'll find, of course, that you've got a problem, a sin problem. And he's going to send you to Dr. Grace. And by the way, Dr. Grace has never lost a patient. But Dr. Grace, when he operates on you, never even leaves the scar. But God, when he sanctifies you, when he cleanses you, when he operates on your heart, praise God, I guarantee you, you won't ever be the same. That happened to me 44 wonderful years ago. Something happened on the inside of me, brother. I had the miraculous birth. I had a divine birth. I had God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Open up the everlasting doors of my heart, and the King of glory come in. I didn't deserve it. I was unworthy of it. I couldn't obtain it. And I realized that I brought to him only thing he requires, a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I surrendered myself. I gave up myself. I said to myself, Lord, I've had enough of me. God, have mercy upon me. I'm sorrowful in my heart. I never said anything with my mouth. My heart was doing all the speaking. Then I was asking God to have mercy upon me. Always knew who Jesus was. Never had a doubt about that. My mother instilled him into my mind and, of course, into my heart. But never got alive in me till I gave myself up. But she told me about him as a little boy, as a young teenager, and as a young man. I knew without doubt he was the Son of God. I knew there was something special about that name. I realized it. I knew that, but I didn't know him as my personal Savior. But when I got personally acquainted with him, thank God what a difference it made. My drinking, my smoking, my gambling, my cussing, those things I never quit them, they quit me for 44 years. I've been a newness of life, got no desire to run that way. Believe it or not, that I'm not tempted. That's part of being human. All of us have temptation. When he got down into human flesh and like the sinful flesh, he knew no sin, but he's faced temptation. I was attending all points as we are. Yet he was without sin. He's the only one that ever has been sinless in this human body. All of us
are sinners. There's not a just man, not a righteous man, not a good man, brother, but all the faith here, all of us are sinners. God help us. We're shaping in it good and born in sin. But I was born a second time. Yes, sir. The first man was an earthly man, but the second man was the Lord from heaven. Yes, sir. I've got the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit of God living in me. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm so unworthy of it. I'd have claimed to do anything, brother, except a sinner saved by grace. Now I'm no longer in the sight of God counted as a sinner. I've been qualified and justified. He considers me to be a saint because I've been sanctified through the blood. But my flesh is still plenty exceeding sinful, brother. I'm not running after it. I don't try to run practice it. I don't care like a fool. I try to walk godly and soberly and righteously in the present world. But I'm saying at my best we're all vain. All of us are vain. God help us. All have temptation every day. I'm in a constant battle. The flesh against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. Brother, I'm in a constant warfare. If it weren't for the Lord, I couldn't overcome. I wouldn't overcome. I'd be overcome by sin and Satan the devil. He's greater than I am. That is my flesh. But he's not greater than he that's alive in me. The Bible said greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And Jesus said, be good little children. That's the saying of God. I will overcome the world. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Don't have to worry about keeping yourself. That's totally impossible. Don't have to worry about saving yourself. That's totally impossible. And beloved, you don't have to worry about going to heaven when you've been placed under the blood of Jesus. The sheep have eternal life. They won't ever perish, and nobody's able to pluck us out of his hand. The Bible, Paul, talking to Christians, said, and grieve not. Here's what happens when you get out of the will of God. You grieve, but you grieve the Holy Spirit. And Paul said to the church, that grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. It's eternally, it's eternal salvation, eternally saved. Yes, sir. I am what living I am, only by the grace of God. I'm so glad he didn't give me when that coming. If you had about it, went to hell. The mother's prayers called up with me. God saved the sinner such as myself. My life's never been the same. But God, I'm in newness of life. It's a joy. It's joy unspeakable. A life that's full of glory. Brethren, I'm going to try to do best I can to press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us out every weight and the sinners who beset me. I might run with place the race that sit before me, looking up at Jesus, the author and praise God that is, and the finisher of my faith. What he started, he's going to complete. Thank God the gates of hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. I'm a member of his flesh and his body and his bones, and you are too. If you're saved, if you're not, you're just a pitiful lost church member, religious and lost, and on your way to hell. You need to repent and get your sins under the blood and get saved. Now see, my time just about gone. Won't you write to us, pray for us, and God bless you as I pray in his name. Amen.